This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record with Cheval Golang is sponsored by Burger King, the Progressive Liberal Party, Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the Free National Movement.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Tuesday afternoon. Well, we are right just around the corner from the next election. And where people, I imagine, are eager, anxious to get this one behind them. If you want to give us a call at all today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We are, of course, off Cable Bahamas, channel 969. And that's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So tomorrow, it won't be possible to talk any politic talk, as far as I know, according to the rules, as far as I know. Given that's the day before election. So this is it today. And a couple of things I want to engage you if you want to text or call in and let us know your thoughts on in respect of this this election. First, let me say that it is... Oh, you can talk about it tomorrow. Okay. Oh, but not Thursday. Oh, tomorrow. Wasn't there some rule we couldn't do it on advance poll day, before advance poll day? Anyway, yeah, we can talk it tomorrow. No problems. Thank you very much. Not Thursday. I have my results of the election being put away in my prediction. I have not been reliably informed about the results, but I do have predictions. As I did the last election, you all remember? Last election, I put my prediction in an envelope, and I sent the envelope registered mail to myself so that I couldn't open it. So it was sealed, and I had Mr. Barry Malcolm on the show the day after the election, and Mr. Malcolm was handed the sealed registered mail envelope to review, to reveal what my results were. And my results were correct, not to the number of seats, but within a reasonable margin of the number of seats, and certainly the outcome of that election. I'm doing the same thing again this election. I could be right, I could be wrong, but I do have a prediction. I'm not telling you what my prediction is on the show. I will tell you afterwards. But I definitely have a view about how this one will go. And I have that view based not only on what I anecdotally hear and observe about, but I use a model. Okay, it's a framework for what I have done was I looked at every election in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas since 1972. And I looked at a number of metrics, you know, measurements, whether they were economic or social, or they were perceptions. And something occurred to me as I was doing that. I had about five metrics. And what I discovered was if any three or more of those things happened together in the year leading up to election, not in the election year, but in the year leading up to election, what I found was, without exception, the governing party did not win the election. So let me clarify that. So I took measures like economic growth. So if the economy did not grow by more than a certain amount in the year prior to election, the current administration did not retain office. But that's not the only measure. That's not the only thing. So you can't say if you didn't have the economy growing by this amount, that alone was going to tell you what happened. But a number of metrics together, when examined to this day, between 1972 and to this day, well, to 2017, the sitting administration did not retain government when those things occurred together. And I looked at those metrics and they gave me a result. I'm not telling you what the result is, but they did give me a result. So when I say I have a prediction, it's based on that as well, right? And so I do have a prediction, and come Friday, I will unseal my election prediction. And if I'm wrong, I'll let you know. If I'm right, I'll let you know. Don't, you know, it's only my prediction. So, but it occurs to me, I was having a conversation with someone only recently, today in fact, and they said to me, you know, Mr. Lang, my wife and I are undecided about what to do. Undecided. He said, now, we are typical ex-voters. That's what we typically would do. We would vote this way. But now we're undecided. We're undecided, and this is tough. And then they went on to say to me, I can't tell you the number of people with whom I speak who are in a similar situation. Okay? So I then thought about it and I said, you know, I'm hearing a lot of that too. I am hearing a lot of that. That's true. I would be lying on Guardian Radio if I didn't say I'm hearing a lot of that. The people are uncertain as to what to do in this election. Now, I have to tell you from my past experience with elections that when people have said they were uncertain about what to do, I typically discounted that as they know what they can do, but, you know, they just don't want to tell me or don't want to tell our campaign workers, especially if you're the sitting government, they didn't want to tell you.
right?
So I would ordinarily discount that. But I can't discount that this time because the places and spaces and faces from whom I hear that, I know them too well to know it is a genuine uncertainty for them. And that doesn't surprise me in this election. That doesn't surprise me because I indicated to you on a show I did previously that this is one of those rare elections for us when we don't have one of or two towering politically charismatic presence in the leadership of either of the major parties. We do not have that in this election. None of the leadership of the two parties pretending, it seems, that they are compelling figures to put before the Bahamian people, for Bahamian people to say, oh, that's my man, look at my man, you hear what my man say, oh, yeah, he's the greatest, you know, this one and the next one. You're not hearing that. This is not a campaign on which any major political party, any party for that matter, is trying to drive home that their leadership is why you should vote the way you should vote. None of them are doing that, and they know why. Because there are no personalities in this election that stands out and towers and fills up the air in the room, sucks up the air in the room when they enter. That is not the kind of election we are having. We remember the likes of Lyndon Findlay, right? And Assessor Wallace Whitfield. I don't know who they are. They get up on a stage, they do their due, you know, and you could argue that probably none sucked up the room in the end of the room like Sir Lyndon. Then you had a Hubert Alexander Ingraham who seemed to even turn those things that were levied at him that was supposed to be insults around. He's just the delivery boy, okie dokie. And all of a sudden, yes, he's the delivery boy, right? But towering kinds of political figures. Even Mr. Christie, while maybe not as imposing because of his personality as Sir Lyndon, say, and Mr. Ingraham, but Mr. Christie was a known quantity of some sizable political capacity, right? But we don't have that this election. And so people's choices then are not so clear on the basis of sheer leadership. And then you have two parties that now, with leaders that now have a track record, even if one of them doesn't have a track record as prime minister, only as deputy prime minister. But try as he may, he cannot divorce himself from the history of his party while he was deputy prime minister and deputy leader of the PLP. And so people have to weigh that too. See, with Minnis, they never had an opportunity to see him perform even as a deputy prime minister, just as a minister and a member of parliament, and from all indications as a member of parliament, he stood out as a minister. Well, you know, he didn't crash the boat. So you could give someone a chance on that basis because you don't have a track record. He has a track record now. He has a 4+ year of track record for people to judge. And so now that is weighing on him as Mr. Davis is weighing on him. And there is uncertainty there on both sides as to track record. And then there is the trust factor that weighs on both sides because, again, of your track record. And then there's the performance in your campaign as to standoutishness,
and compelling presentation. And I have to say, while the Progressive Liberal Party does seem to have an edge in that regard, listen to me, folks. You'll get mad at me if you want, but listen, I move them both to Island, New Freeport, and the Progressive Liberal Party's organization, except in some constituencies where some of the FNM candidates seems like their own personality is at work to help them put on a better presentation. As a general rule, it seems to me that the PLP is kind of putting it out there. But that notwithstanding, there are far too many people for whom presentation now is not enough, especially in the very difficult and challenging environment in which we now find ourselves. So that there are lots of people who are uncertain. And listen to me, let me tell you something, Jack. I really am doubtful about the extent of this uncertainty on one side of the political divide versus the other side. But if some of the characters who are expressing their uncertainty to me are expressing it, there ought to be considerable concern for some, more so than others. So lots of people uncertain. Are you one of them? Are you one of those people? Are you, you think that that's a lot of people even make a difference? And you know, I hear people who are suggesting that they may not go to the polls at all. Just sit this one out. Listen to me. I've heard people on the campaigns of candidates. Y'all don't call me candidates, don't call me. I've heard people on your campaign say, listen, man, this your campaign people. Say they ain't sure what they can do. We want to remind you that, yes, we can talk about politics tomorrow, it seems. Tomorrow, yes, we can. But not Thursday, no discussion about politics on Thursday, only no discussion. And also the election tally sheet is going to be in today's Nassau Guardian. Today's Nassau Guardian. So if you want to keep the tally as the results come in, then you'll have today's Nassau Guardian to do so. All right? You one of them uncertain people? One of them uncertain voters? If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so at any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-623-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text me on 422-4796. We're going to take a break when we come back. We can talk a little bit more about this upcoming election. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been wronged. Take a stand, take a stand.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Child, Johnny Moe's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep. Send pics of the damage, file my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
No! NASA Rolling Red. Drive-in rally is this Wednesday, September 15th, at the Carnival site, QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Rolling Red, live entertainment featuring KB, Christian Massive, Bahamian Trey, Sydney, Novi, Nehemiah Hill, and DJ Time. Remember to stay in your car, on top of your car, or truck.
Can't make it?
Then watch us live on any FNM social media site, or the rebroadcast over ZNS TV and Radio Network, Our News, and Eyewitness TV, 8 to 10 p.m. All COVID safety protocols will be observed. Let's roll red!
Have you heard about the COVID vaccine raffle? If you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can enter to win amazing prizes like food store gift certificates, hotel stays, beach excursions, and so much more. Even if you are previously vaccinated, you can still enter to win. The COVID vaccine is free, safe, and protects you from severe COVID-19 infections. Don't delay. Get vaccinated today and enter to win. Visit www.vaxbahamas.com to register.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust you are well. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. 325-4259. You can also text me on 439-422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, well, I understand that 60 got hired today, talking to a lady who put their documents. Yeah? boy, the people getting hired. We have announcements of promises being made. And so forth. Listen to me. First of all, if you are PLP and you are FNM, do not talk about hirings and announcements and dealings close to election. Let me say it again. If you are a PLP or an FNM, your government, your party has been government in power, do not talk to me about hiring up to election time. Let's get real in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Okay? We have no rules in this country, no legal rules. We have a memorandum of understanding about how parties in power ought to operate leading up to an election. We do not. Outside of the treating laws, and no party in the Bahamas, none of the major parties in the Bahamas are prepared to enforce the treating laws. None. Let's be real. Don't get sick of me now because I'm not talking what you like. Let's be real. Politicians in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, for the most part, are going to be political not up to the day they are booted out of office. And the day they come into office, they are going to be political. And as long as the law permits them to do certain things, chances are, if they think there is a political advantage to be had from doing it, they are going to do it. Am I saying that's right? I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying we should have laws and rules in place. But if you are FNM or PLP, the DNA could do this. The Coalition of Independent Candidates could do this and others, because they've never been in government. So they can't talk. Nobody can accuse them of hiring or giving out contracts or those kinds of things up to election. None of them can be accused of that. So they can speak. But if you are FNM or PLP, please, come on, please. Listen, when I came to office in 2000 and 2007. Come on. You know, the PLP had lost, and we had to deal with all the late contracts and signings and hirings that were done. Some people were hired and their circumstances hadn't even been fully resolved. And so what happens is when these things don't get worked out and people go home, then people start saying, oh, you're politically victimizing people. F&M did the same thing when the PLP did, because some people may have been hired or on that kind of time late in the election. I mean, let's be real. Is it right? That's not the point. There ain't no laws against it. There aren't even policies against it. There isn't even a memorandum of understanding between the parties about it, as they have in some countries. All right? So let's don't do that. I hear people talking about making announcements at near election. Are y'all serious? Are y'all serious for making announcements? Listen, I was in the Ministry of Finance, right? You ain't gonna tell me what happens. Now, I can't tell you anybody went crazy doing any bunch of little things, bunch of things prior to the election under a Hubert Alexander Ingraham administration, but did you accelerate some things in light of the election coming up? Of course you did. Of course you did. So that's not a game F&Ms or PLPs can play. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Question, I don't get calls on the show, said somebody yesterday. So caller, this caller must not be calling me. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. You need to turn your radio or something down. We're listening to you. Pick up the next one.
How's it going?
Producer, I'm not sure what's going on. Yes. How you doing? Hi, I'm listening to you, sir. All right, do we have the next call on the line? All right. I've been listening to this election, to the various leaders and some of their folks, and I am sometimes tickled pink when I hear some of the accusations. Some of them, I think, are, especially between the F&M and the PLP, some of them, I think, are being hurled in nothing but political mischief, right? Absolute political mischief. Some of them are being hurled, I think, in naivety, because if you notice, sometimes it's not the leader who says it, but some, you know, maybe the deputy or maybe some other operative that says it, your candidate. Because why? Because the leader knows better. he knows he can't say that with a straight face. But the other person could say it. Because sometimes when they say it, when the deputies say it and when these candidates say it, they say it as if there's no history in the Bahamas, no historical context, that people don't remember what you were like, what you have done, what you are doing. But if the other person says it, leader says it, people go like, man, please, you know better than that. So, you know, it's some of it is just gamesmanship. That's all it is. It's just political gamesmanship. And quite frankly, firstly, there aren't those kinds of political personalities who can charm people that way in this election. There are not. You know, Ingraham, Pinlin, or Christie, those could get up on a stage and try to charm you with some of the things and the way they said it and so forth and so forth. And the forcefulness, not here now. So now you got to give people information, right? You can't be saying things now like this one. Do we have a call on the line?
No? Okay. We have things like someone to take the money out the treasury. If somebody gets, if a politician is able to get money out of the consolidated fund, and first of all, let me say this again for the public, for your education, because my suspicion is that there are some politicians, I didn't say all, I said some politicians, who prefer you ignorant, because in that ignorance, they can say all kinds of nonsense to you, and then you can run with it, and maybe they can get some support from it. But let me help you out with some. First of all, the consolidated fund is not an account. Hello? 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 The consolidated fund is not an account. You can't go somewhere and go and dip into the consolidated fund. All right? It's a description of the accounts of the government of the Bahamas. The primary one is at the Royal Bahamas, I mean the Royal Bank of Canada. That's the primary one is there. If you went to dip into it, you won't find any cash. It'll have an overdraft, meaning that you spent all the money in it, and the bank is lending you on short-term basis, allowing you on a short-term basis to write checks on that account for which there is no cash. So they're using their cash. The bank is using its cash. So now on your books, you are an overdraft, and anybody who has a bank account, a checking account, knows what an overdraft is. And typically, these banks these days don't give you personal overdrafts, right? So you can't go dip into that and get and pull out no cash, because there ain't no cash in it. That's the government of the Bahamas today. They put $40 million in there. By the end of the month, they're paying salaries. That's gone. They pay the rents, the leases, et cetera. That's gone. Now they're using the Royal Bank of Canada's monies. So the main account of the consolidated fund is at the Royal Bank of Canada. But the government has other accounts at other banks that are open. So stop saying somebody can go in the consolidated fund. Okay, we have some callers on the line. I'm going to say some further about that. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good day.
Hi, go ahead. Hi, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Shivago. I would just like to say happy birthday. Belated.
Belated, yes. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I was trying to call you from last week. But listen, man, we appreciate you for serving us in Port Charlotte. We love you, man.
And, I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work where we are. And you remind us of the young, upcoming Jamiko Archer. He reminds me
now,
so much.
Now,
man.
You know,
so
now you know your angle. Like, you can't be an honest.
Let's move forward and continue to develop the Bahamas.
All right, my brother.
Thank you.
Gary, all right, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, you got that one in for Jamiko. the Jamaica is the FNN's candidate in Fort Charlotte, right? And the PLP's candidate is Alfred Sayers. All right. The other candidates, I'm sorry, I do not know. Do you want to come and mention yourselves on the show? Go right ahead, please. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. All right. We lost that one. They said two. All right. So I wanted to say, so the consolidated fund is not an account that anybody can dip into. Hi, do I have a call on the line? Okay. It's all of the government's operating accounts. Once you, it's described in the law as the consolidated fund. Okay. Secondly, if a politician is able to get cash out of any of the government's accounts that doesn't represent salary payment to them, if a politician is able to do that, and it's done in a way that you think is corruption, you better go and talk to the treasurer. Go and talk to the treasurer, because the only people that can withdraw funds out of that account under the authorization, just authorization of the Minister of Finance, who himself is authorized by the Parliament of the Bahamas to make such expenditure, that only by that means can the treasurer cut a check or make a payment out of any of the government's accounts that represent the consolidated fund. That's the only way.
If you look on the any check drawn from the public treasury, there's no politician's name on it, signature on it, not even the Minister of Finance. The signature on it belongs to the Treasurer of the Bahamas and some other agent of the Treasury of the Bahamas. So FNM, PLP, DNA, all of y'all, anybody who says that nonsense about some politicians when they get in office dipping into the conservative nonsense. Nonsense. And we don't now need in the 21st century to be carrying that ignorance. But this is what happens during these elections, because there is, to some degree, on the part of some politicians, a view that you as a public are too ignorant, unaware, unwilling to think through any of these issues, so that if they spit it out their mouth, you pick it up, just like where the VAT money gone. Same nonsense. Same nonsense. Where the VAT money gone? Same nonsense. The FNM put it on the PLP. And I asked that question, and it was an ignorant question, because it had no basis in reality for anyone who understands how the government revenues work. The VAT money went the same place. All the other money gone in the government's accounts that represented the consolidated fund. Same place. Same place. And what was done with it? What was done with it? Now, the Progressive Liberal Party represented that it would use that money to reduce the debt. And if they wanted to be technical, they could argue that some of the money was used to pay debt. That is true. But it didn't reduce the debt as was represented when the VAT was being presented. So that was a legitimate observation. But the notion that somebody took the VAT money and did some of this was just absolute nonsense. Right? We have a text here, says, hey Z, is labor unrest a factor in your prediction? Labor unrest is not. No, it's not. But to the extent that there is unrest, it comes into an element of my consideration, which is the popularity of the leaders of the governing party and the major political party. So I consider that too, the popularity of both. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I've been factored in a weighted average for marketing plan, leadership favorability, general appeal of the incumbent performance, historical votes, among other things. And they all point to a statistical tie between the two major parties and one for an independent party individual on Althea family, all the family islands. With a popularity vote going to the PLP, however, this didn't translate to a win for them. Okay, I hear you. I think that algorithm, if it didn't take into consideration economic factors, though, would have not considered a very weighty matter. And so I don't argue that the points you make in your algorithm might count for something, but if you don't have economic factors in there, I would say that it might be challenging to see how that predicts adequately. The text says, my prediction is that there will be a few from party, some from the previous party, and even more from the Coalition of Independence. Wow, Parliament is going to be much more interesting. Wow. Okay. Okie dokie. This text says, Mr. Lang, a lot of FNMs seem uncertain, but I haven't come across a PLP yet that isn't itching to get rid of Dr. Minnis. You know, to my mind, PLPs are motivated and gone home. Those who were upset with Mr. Christie, who voted FNM, or who did not vote at all, I think that they are motivated to go home. So I think the PLP will get much of its votes. The question is, what will FNMs do? What will independent voters do? And what will young voters do? That's the question for the FNM, I think. But as to PLP motivation, oh, I agree with you 100%. PLPs are caught gone home for the most part, unmotivated. Even though in the PLP's ranks, what there's still a split between how older generations of Bahamians vote and how younger generations of PLPs vote. Younger generations of PLPs are like younger generations of finance, they're prepared to cut a vote for independent or third-party candidates. They are prepared to do so. So they are not different than FNM Yokobis in that regard. But I do believe that the PLP will get fairly much all their absent votes from last time. I believe that is likely to be the case. And so for the FNM, the consideration is, FNM's enthusiastic enough to go and get themselves to the poll in a pandemic in light of what they think might be a difficult set of circumstances? That's the other question. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I'm sure you spoke about this before, but I missed it. What happens if the party wins, but the leader loses their seat? If the party wins and the leader loses their seat, the members of parliament will choose from amongst them a leader. And the governor general will call upon that person to be the leader and therefore prime minister, because the party leader can't be it. Now, it is possible for the leader to remain leader of the party, right? And not be in the House of Assembly, but can't be prime minister. Because you can be leader of the party as Tommy Turnquest was, but not leader of the opposition as Alvin Ingram was at the same time, right? It doesn't bode well for the party when that happens, but it can happen. So what will happen is the party, the leadership and them will have to get together and decide who amongst them will be called upon, who won their seat, to be the leader in the House to become prime minister. Now, if they really wanted to get the leader in, someone could resign a certain seat. That's why most times your leaders tend to have very certain seats. So someone could resign a seat you're unlikely to lose. And if you win an election and hold a by-election in a strong seat for that party, it's very unlikely you'll even be contested. Very unlikely. So you could do that and then get your leader in that way. So there are ways to get around it. This text says, hi, Shivago. When Hubert Ingram was in the race, I felt an urgency to vote, and nothing could have prevented me. This was not how I felt last election, nor this one. With Minnis, I do not see any sense in risking getting COVID-19 at the polls to vote. And I am certain about that. I have no reason to be excited whether FNM win or lose on Thursday. Minnis stole my party and my motivation. This election turnout will probably be a great show. Wow. Wow, that's a mouthful. All right, we're going to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. And then when we come back, we'll continue looking at this election and what observations there are to be made. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
There is a better way forward, and it starts by leading with compassion.
PLP leader Philip Brave Davis.
We're going to respect doctors and nurses, partnering with them to fix the health crisis.
Deputy leader Chester Cooper.
The same way of doing things just won't work anymore.
We'll create new jobs and new industries, building an economy that works for everyone.
Join us,
and let's change our country together.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, trip to back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to the Guardian News Network. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Here's what's making news. Thank you for tuning in. Tourism Minister Dionisio de Aguilar expressing his disappointment and frustration at the Freeport Harbor Company for not reaching an agreement with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. That agreement, he said, was needed to facilitate the sale of the Grand Lucayne Resort in Freeport.
I'm very disappointed that the Freeport Harbor Company and their agents in Hong Kong, and for whatever reason, that deal is ongoing and that hasn't been concluded. I'm very disappointed that the Freeport Harbor Company and the Royal Caribbean Group were not able to finalize their transaction. As a result, the hotel can't transfer over to the Royal Caribbean Group for them to start doing what it is that they needed to do.
Government signed a heads of agreement with Royal Caribbean and the ITM Group for the sale and redevelopment of the property and nearby cruise port. Government has owned Grand Lucayne since August 2018 when it purchased the hotel for $65 million. Since then, it has cost government approximately $1 million a month to maintain and operate. With just 2 days before the general election and concerns arising over quarantine voters, National Security Minister Marvin Dames is assuring COVID protocols will be strictly enforced.
And you can expect come election day that you would see any number of those issues that you saw at the advanced polls are rectified.
Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis will speak to the National Nation tomorrow. The Ministry of Health announcing today, according to the Ministry of Health, an analysis of the COVID-19 data recorded this year is beginning to show a decrease in the number of new cases of COVID-19. Public Service Minister Brenzel Rolle revealing today that just over 1,200 people who were a part of government's national job creation program have received letters confirming that they will be made permanent and pensionable after passing a 12-month probation period. Rolle says officials began handing out those letters over the summer. The confirmation comes 2 days before the next election. Rolle says it's not a political move.
Just to make sure that no one puts a political spin on it, no politics was involved except the fact that every member of parliament had an opportunity to identify persons from their constituencies who were placed in the various jobs.
That's what's making news. I'm Taylor Ferguson. AP News is coming up next.
Have you heard about the COVID vaccine raffle? If you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can enter to win amazing prizes like food store gift certificates, hotel stays, beach excursions, and so much more. Even if you are previously vaccinated, you can still enter to win. The COVID vaccine is free, safe, and protects you from severe COVID-19 infections. Don't delay. Get vaccinated today and enter to win. Visit www.vaxbahamas.com to register.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Senate Democrats unveiled a pared-back elections bill in hopes of kickstarting their stall push to counteract new laws in Republican states that could make it more difficult to cast a ballot. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans want to change the outcome.
Republicans lost the election. Biden is president. I'm Majority Leader. Instead of doing what you're supposed to do in a democracy, win over the people you didn't win before, they're trying to stop the people who didn't vote for them from voting.
The new compromise bill is likely doomed to fail in the 50-50 Senate, facing the same lockstep Republican opposition that scuttled their previous attempts to pass an even more sweeping bill. Sequoia National Park has been shut down. Its namesake gigantic trees are potentially threatened as two forest fires burn in California's Sierra Nevada. Both fires are projected to advance toward Giant Forest, home of the General Sherman tree, the largest tree on Earth by volume. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Rolang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this glorious God-made Tuesday afternoon. And I say that despite challenges that I know exist. And I say it because even in the midst of our gloom, even in the midst of our craziness, in the midst of our doom, there are so many good fortunes that we have. And so that's why I continue to say it and confess it into my own country, that it's a glorious day. Thanks be to God for all his favors and all his graces to us. Yeah. All right. And I say again, that's notwithstanding that there are challenges that exist, I know exist, and not pretending they do not exist. We're talking about the upcoming election and what's happening. What observations are being made in light of this upcoming election? You will not hear me on this show make any predictions to you prior to what I shall reveal following the election. But we're making some observations about things that we are seeing as we lead up to the election. We have some text here, many a text. Let me read them for you. This text says, great show as usual. I'm not one of those uncertain people. I know exactly whom I'm voting for. I will keep it to myself, but I will give the public a clue. Red Rover, let the red torch come over. That's my clue for Fox Hill constituency. Okay. So Mr. Lang, no matter who the people in Pinewood vote for, they will still have a water theme park after it rains. Okie dokie. This text says, hi, Shivago. I've heard few persons expressed their uncertainty as to how or whether they will vote. In every case, there are those with some personal gripe, grievance about what the gift did or did not do for them personally. Over it, stop the selfishness and look at the big picture. Not voting will not solve their problem. In fact, it will serve to exacerbate the problem, and they will be the same ones griping next few years government. You know, I hear you. I really hear you, but I'm sorry. That may have been what you experienced with the people you were listening to, but that's not what I got. In fact, some of the people I've who've spoken to me, their situation is perfect in terms of economics, engagement. They're working people. These people not only working, these are business owners people. These are people who they are in good shape. These people have issues about the country. They have issues about the way either the party has governed itself or the opposition has operated itself. And so I can't do that. I can't buy that for what you experience, but I think it will be a huge mistake to simply think that that is true. All right, everything isn't personal. And well, let me put it like this. At the end of the day, each voter has to have a personal experience for themselves in the country. Now, whether that is that experience is, I didn't get a job from the government I want, I didn't get a contract from the government I want, that's one thing. But to live in the country, you live in the country. You can have a personal experience of the country. You know what? Let me tell you something. I don't know what will happen come Thursday. I have my views on what will happen, and that's only an opinion. That's all it is. It means nothing in the scheme of things. That's why I don't say it prior to after the election, because I'm not trying to use it to influence anybody one way or the other. I don't know what will happen on Thursday. But let me tell you something. What happened in the first stages of the pandemic happened in the balance of the pandemic. Had our Dorian response, the government of the Bahamas' Dorian response, been perceived to have been more impactful and impressive, I have very little doubt that the question of who would ask the whether or not the Free National Movement would remain the government, I think would be less in doubt, much less in doubt. I think it's the same thing for Donald Trump. As problematic as his personality was, had Donald Trump handled the pandemic better, I had no doubt he would have been reelected. Well, I have no doubt. That doesn't mean that he would have been.
but I have no doubt. And so let's not pretend that people don't have legitimate observations of the opposition's handling, past and present, and therefore suggest that they're just griping. I honestly don't buy that at all. Now, I will tell you this much. Every election, basically, we do the same thing. Listen, let me tell you how the election goes. If you're a governing party and you feel like you're losing, here's how it goes. We didn't do enough PR. Anybody heard that one? We didn't tell our story enough. Anybody heard that one? That's a standard line. But I always used to say to that line, because the PLP used it, the FNM used it, when they were in office and losing. And I used to say to them, let me tell you something. If you go to your constituents, if you go to voters, and you have to explain to them too much what you've done for them, that means that they didn't feel what you did for them. Because if you got to explain it, explain how this good thing happened for you, then I can see why it's a challenge getting reelected, because governance is an experiential thing. And people will, if they experience it, good or bad, it will be reflected in their sentiments toward the governing party. And sometimes the party when they were in government. So it ain't always PR. You know, people aren't just always griping. No, people sometimes have legitimate observations about what has not happened in the country for them, or what they don't believe others can do for them, notwithstanding they hadn't been to government in the last 5 years, maybe what they did. And that has to be taken into consideration. This text says, hello, Mr. Lang. I picked up the Guardian today and happy to see the polling divisions and its constituency. However, can you tell me if the Bahamas locals normally post the names of all candidates running in the next general election, please? Well, if you have the tally sheets from the Guardian, I suspect it has the candidate's name in it, I think. But I could be mistaken, right? Or is this just have FNM and the number seats? I thought it would have the names, but I can't tell you what other people do. I don't know. This text says, and with that, you just showed your prediction. With that, I just showed my prediction. With what? You need to tell me with what. And I don't know what that means. Because you can't know what my prediction is, consider. But when you're sensitive about these matters, I understand. I understand that. I've been there, done that. See, I feel just like the last caller. Now, I didn't remember what the last caller said. So maybe you could help me. You know, I participated in 4 general elections as a candidate. I've been very active in frontline politics, and I know what supporters are going through right now. They are very sensitive to everything that's said, everything that's done, and a lot of them with stakes in the game feel a lot of times that they actually see through their own lens and hear through those support audios things that they think you are saying that you may not be saying, and don't realize it's nothing but the lens that they have on. And let me show you how that is so. There's a piece of research that was done where for quite some time they had people wear glasses with two different colors. They had them wear glasses, right? And over time, when they would ask people, tell me what color you see or what it is that you see, people would see things that reflected nothing other than their mind's interpretation of what they saw through the lens. So that the saying goes, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our brains. Why? because our brains interpret through our belief system at times. Right? And I understand that. I've been there. I've been there every time somebody said something, you want, that against my party, that for my party. So I'm not emptiness of it. I know how that goes. You know, at the end of the day, voters will head to the polls, cast their ballots, and you'll know the results soon enough. Won't make no difference what Chicago thinks, said. Won't make no difference what any one of us thinks or said. In fact, if you are concerned and doubtful that voters are interested in supporting your party, you should go out there and start to talk to them some more and see if you can't get them to bend in your direction. Don't blame me. Don't blame Juan. Don't blame the host of any shows, because we have a view. These are opinionated shows. And some of us hold back our opinions in partiality ways. We hold them back. We do. I, out of a necessity for many reasons, tend to do so. But we are opinionated shows. So you don't call us expecting us to have no view. But we cannot be blamed. We can influence, but we cannot be blamed for people who have the opportunity to be in the faces, in the homes, in the communities of people they are seeking to get votes from. You can't blame talk shows and the media for that. The media can be immensely influential. That's for real. But if you think the media could get your child to vote against your party more than you could get them to vote for your party, that should tell you something. So, Mr. Lang, good afternoon. My daughter was trying to call the show and using my phone, and it rings and it keeps hanging up. I'm not sure what's happening. That's why I only text you now. I think they are sabotaging me. Really? So please ask them to answer the phone. Well, Mom, call, please call. No, sir, call and let's see. I don't know what's going on. This says, I feel like the previous texts are not excited about voting my party FNM. Oh, yeah, I understand. I hear you. Okay, I didn't remember what the... okay, so someone just sent me from Eyewitness News 2021 election facts list of candidates. So you have a list of candidates at least. So if you want that, if you text me, I'll send that to you by WhatsApp. If you ask me for it by WhatsApp, I will send it to you. All right. We have some more text here. I mean, get to your text. Lots of text. It says, wow, it's a lot of text. Wow. Okay. Says, okay, I'm trying to get to the top here. Whoa. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Every party is promising everything, including the kitchen sink. But are the promises doable? I guess it is who you believe. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well said. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi. Listen, folks. I don't know what to do. I'm being told that caller's on the line. Okay. Okay. We can take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. You're listening to Z Live on Survival Language. Everybody.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, Money at Work.
NASCAR Rolling Red Drive-In Rally is this Wednesday, September 15th at the Carnival site, QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Rolling Red, live entertainment featuring KB, Christian Massive, Bahamian Trey, Sydney, Novi, Nehemiah Hill, and DJ Tang. Remember to stay in your car, on top of your car, or truck.
Can't make it?
Then watch us live on any FNM social media site, Guardian Radio, or the rebroadcast over ZNS TV and Radio Network, Our News, and Eyewitness TV, 8 to 10 p.m. All COVID safety protocols will be observed. Let's Roll Red!
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
And gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you're well. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or WhatsApp me on 4393043. We have some callers on the line, I believe. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to suggest something to those who may be uncertain about voting. I'm a former journalist, and listening to the airwaves, I had to stop listening to the airwaves, first of all, for a couple of months now, because I was very disappointed in certain things that were being said and the misrepresentation of certain things. And so I went and I did a little bit of research on my candidates. And I also was able to look up something, Tony Evans. Now I'm a Christian, so I will, of course, go the godly route first. And Tony Evans did a sermon. It's called Kingdom Voting. And he did it for their elections in the United States. And it really helped me. I think it was part two, where he was talking about the candidates and how a kingdom voter should vote. And you look at your candidates. Look at them in terms of ethics, their ethics, what they believe. And, of course, at this late juncture, it's hard to kind of have a sit-down or talk with anybody. But look at them for who they are and leave the party out of it. Because I think we voted with a lot of feelings and emotions. Now, there's a lot of things that could have been done right or better. And I've been voting for the past three times, and I didn't agree with a lot of things. But you have to look at the candidate. And then, of course, when we vote for our candidate, overall, you're basically picking the leader. All right, that vote goes towards the leader. So if you are not so partial on who the candidate is and you're partial on the leader, then look at the leader.
Can I ask you a question, though? How do you really know what a person's ethics are?
Someone can say what they believe in.
They can tell you. I know persons who have run in this country who do not believe in God, but who will never say that publicly.
Or who support a certain
way of life or things like that, and they will never say it publicly because they know it's not something that the general public would be in compliance with, right?
Yeah, that is true.
You're not going to know fully well
who that person is and what they believe in, but you can also, you have had time to watch certain people on the campaign trails. You see how they move about, you see how they act, you hear certain things, you hear how they talk, you have to observe. Now, of course, at this late juncture, you got to go on hearsay. But we can only go by what we see and what we feel, and I am afraid about it. And overall, certain things I just don't want in place, and so I have to go by what I see, and we have to just let the chips fall where they may. Best of the best.
But let me ask you a question. When the government acts, the individual doesn't act, does it?
because the government is the government. So if you want for education, for public health, for public infrastructure, these are things your government does, not your member of parliament.
That is true. But guess what? We're only voting for the member of parliament.
No, but that's, well, you're only voting for the member of parliament, but
yeah,
you can
and
use
we have
the
to
member
hope
of parliament.
That whatever that we want would be heard through that member of parliament. Now, they don't stand for any of the things that you want, then you shouldn't vote for them.
But the member, the candidate comes to you, most of them come to you in a party label. So even the coalition of independent candidates can't deny that they have come as a coalition of independent candidates. So they've come as a group. And mm-hmm. So the parties, the FNM, the PRP, the DNA, they are all party people. Supposedly, the plans that they put out there to people. So essentially, you're voting for them and you're voting for the plan.
Well, essentially you are, but you have to look at what is, because I'm not going to give up my right to vote. I have to look at to see which one has either the better plan. If it comes down to that, you have to look at all of that stuff. That's why it's not just a thing where you go, I'm voting for this party because it is and that. It's not just about all about that. It's about the overall picture. Who is going to govern us better?
Right.
Am I going to get more of the things that I want from this party in terms of what they put out there? And some of these things, they put things in these plans and they don't ever do them and they don't back them up. So you have to, that's something you shouldn't take it lightly. So if you at this moment now thinking, then you shouldn't go to the polls. But there's still hope. If you trust in God, pray and say, Lord, help me to choose the right one. The best of the worst. Tell
right.
me.
I appreciate it.
All right. So that's my 5 cents. And Tony Evans, like I said, the Kingdom Voting Part 2 is excellent. It helps you to see some things clearly, even if you're not a Christian.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much. All right. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Mr. Lion. Good day. How you doing? Hello.
Hey, I'm right here, my friend. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah. That's called I listened to your rebroadcast last thing I think to be before you had Mr. Ferguson on from Intel. I want to know if I missed it. I think you said he made an appointment to have, you said you want him on your show today. He I missed the earlier part. I don't know how I got the message.
We didn't get an update from him today. Maybe he has something he could share with us tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow's the day. Hey, Mr. Lang?
Yeah.
It had to be Lincoln Bean because I heard him say he's promising everybody $100,000 from the Sovereign Wealth Fund. But I had a scooter on my windows and he had a loudspeaker right on the back street in Joneshead West. You said it, talking about the $100,000. The hell with the PLP, the hell with the FNM, the hell with the DNA. Don't bother with no other party. We're going to get you $100,000. But I say that's a big promise. You can give every citizen in the Bahamas $100,000. I don't think he's saying the right thing. You know what I mean? You ever see Mr. Lang?
Yeah, that's
so what I was saying, they promising things that they can't deliver. Because I don't know how you could get $100,000 to every citizen in Bahamas from the Sovereign Wealth Fund. And there's not a dollar in the Sovereign Wealth Fund that is there. And like I always tell them, that sign, that Aragonite, that is no good. The man was on Mr. Randall Jones' show the other day. I mean, last year or so, McConaughey man used to do it down in Ocean Key. I spent 7 weeks in Ocean Key as a police. And he told Mr. Randall Jones on 1197 that when you take that sign out there, they call it Aragonite. You, those machines cost millions, tens of millions of dollars to process that down to make glass and things which you drink out, to make different items, different things can use. So I don't know how Lincoln Bean, I mean, he had $100,000 to give and they demand from Alcona Industries, from one of those big states in the United States. He said that Reaganite mine is expensive. I mean, it takes a lot of money. And you know what? Lincoln Bean gets the money. No, nobody in the Bahamas can have no hundreds of millions of dollars, Mr. Lang. CBM is going to spend the money on that to make that Aragonite weigh anything. That Aragonite is just Aragonite Day, you know. That you got to take that and you got to go.
I, I appreciate you calling, sir. Thank you very much. We'll see Thursday if Mr. Bannon does get a chance to fulfill that promise. This text says, good afternoon, Shivara. The problem with parties being political and hiring just before they get booted out of office is that when they come in, they say that they are different from the other party. When they are trying to be elected, they should say that they will be just like the other party and hire just before election or make announcements just before election. That way people can make an informed decision. So I agree with you. This text is, Mr. Lang, at this stage, I don't believe persons who say that they are undecided. With election less than 48 hours out, it is impossible. I agree with you. They just don't say, especially if they feel their party will lose. And I you and I aren't in agreement. I believe there are some genuinely uncertain people. Genuinely uncertain. I believe that. Now, how many of them? I don't know. Like I said, my experience in the past has been that more often than not, the people who said they were undecided were really decided to vote against you and didn't want to say so. This text says, obviously no MP can physically put their hands on the funds or write a check to themselves, not literally. They are saying, I guess, by giving contracts and getting kickbacks, etc., though, is an example of the hands in the cookie jar or taking monies from the consolidated fund. Yes, put as you put it, you are absolutely right. But I'm listening to what people say, and so I'm not going on. See, you might have the intelligence, to make and decipher that the way you want to decipher it. But I've heard too many things in my own lifetime from people in the public, from what they hear from politicians, to know, hey, everybody there, my friend. So don't let's go on that. I'm not doing that on this show. I'm not taking for granted that anybody understands when people talk nonsense, that it ain't nonsense. You see what kind of nonsense happened in the United States of America on January 6th? Why? Because people believe their leadership, no matter how silly some of the things are they say. I'm not taking it for granted. I'm sorry. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang and Bahamas. Personally, I do not go to the polls to get rid of a government. In the process of voting, that will happen. My focus is on voting to elect persons, to form a government. People, let's stay focused and continue to build and advance the Bahamas no matter what the outcome of the election. Well said. This text said, it appears to me from talks on the ground that these PLPs are interested in power get rather than the betterment of the country. Okay. Okay. I said, awesome, Mr. Lang. I am a 5-time PLP and a 1-time last election FNM voter and can't return home under Brave, but will not be voting for minutes this go round. The Bahamas needs a reset. It's a new day, so I'm going a new way because it's about our future. I'm voting the COI for our Bahamaland structure. All righty. Got you. This text says, Lang, it needs to be more than talk, verbal or conduct, how contracts, employment, etc. is given out by government while parliament dissolve upcoming elections. No way should not be. Don't you think as a former elected politician, this should be written in official legislation? That's what I said, that you should have laws. I did this some shows ago because, you know, maybe you didn't catch it, right? I alluded to the fact that generally, once the House is dissolved, the government is regarded as a caretaker government, meaning that it really is only there to do the routine things until you get a new government, because you no longer have members of parliament, so you have no legislature, you have no senators, because the parliament was dissolved. And so in that period of time, you shouldn't have major policy contractual undertakings going on. You have to have, in the United Kingdom, as an example, they don't have this in law. They have a memorandum of understanding between the parties as to those things. So you can put it in law, you can have a memorandum of understanding, but I agree with you that there should be something in place that can guide what should be done.
that'll happen? So the last scenario of the party winning and the leader losing continues to surface. There has been a lot of activity in Kalani within the last year. But let me tell you something. If Hubert Dr. Minnis loses seat, you don't have to worry about the FNM. They get wiped right out. Right? Listen, if Kalani, do y'all know these seats? Do y'all know these seats? Dr. Hubert Minnis is in what would be regarded for the FNM as, if not the top 2-3 safest seats you can find, at the top safest seat. If the FNM may have one seat in the House Assembly. One seat. Did Dr. Minnis lose a seat? And the FNM win? You need the voters? The voters are the ones who determine who gets in. You got to go to the voters. We got callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing? Okay.
Yes. I agree with you. If Hubert Minnis loses a seat, then the FNM basically would lose every single seat that they have. On that point, hello?
Hey, I'm listening to you, sir.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, that was a slight delay. So there was a lady who called who talked about looking at the candidates, and I agree with her. Even though those candidates might be part of a party, they still are individuals, and you have to look at that individual to know whether he or she is going to go into parliament, and basically. Because I believe that's what the candidates should be, or the MP should be doing, advocating for their constituents. If there's an issue with water and sewage, they should be in Parliament talking to the...
But sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If I hire you as a linesman for BPL, what kind of work would I expect you to do every day as a linesman?
Work as a linesman.
Okay. Well, the job is that of legislator. That's what a member of parliament is. You get sent to the House of Assembly to pass laws. And do we pass laws for constituencies?
What is the role of the member of parliament?
That's what I just told you. Where is the member
parliament? Their only role is to legislate.
That's right. And where do they legislate?
So what's the point of even voting for them then?
Well, you don't want laws in the country?
So the constituencies basically makes no difference then?
Well, you have constituencies because you want to have representation.
Exactly, representation.
People. Yeah, but in the legislative process.
In the legislative process, meaning, those same MPs should go back to their constituents and advocate on their behalf, whether their party is in power or not.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm telling you what the job is, though. Don't you want to have a say in whether or not a law is passed in this country that makes one people able to do something, another people not able to do something? Don't you want to have a say in whether the law should restrict you from worshiping who you want or not? Don't you want us to be
The difference is, I want to know that the person who says they want to come to me for a vote, I want to know that person is going to come to me first and ask me if they should vote based on what my principles or
science are.
So regardless of what the party says, I believe they should vote yay or nay based on what the constituents say. So you do look at the person.
I agree with you.
I like to listen.
I agree with you, but you accept that when they came to the constituency, they brought the party's message and plans and promises, right?
and still voted for him.
No, I agree with that too, but still, you want them to be there to say, regardless of what my party says, I don't agree with this vote based on what you told me.
Okay, I got you, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. We have another call on the line.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Chivargo.
Hey, Graham, how you doing?
You know, I don't call you often, but since we're in election mode, I need you to help me understand some numbers, because you were in finance, correct?
Ask your question, Graham, please.
Well, gentleman is saying he can give 400,000 people $100,000 each year. That would be $40 billion, correct?
You do the calculation, man.
Okay,
tell me.
It would be $40 billion. My question is this. Recently,
he said he'd give 40,000 people? 40,000, you said?
No. He said every Bahamian, and I'm saying there's about 400,000 times $100,000,
yes.
That's $40 billion.
Okay. Yes.
Beautiful. So we have great wealth.
But every year. No, but is it every year? Is it supposed to be 100,000 every year?
Well, let's not go that deep. Let's talk about the first year.
okay. So 40 billion. Okay,
so
40, billion, we, 40 billion.
Let's 40 break billion it down. Let's be
year.
Real. Yesterday's
okay, 40 billion.
Yes, sir. 40 billion. So that's 90s. Yesterday's newspaper said that we've discovered some treasure, underwater treasure. First, I think we should find out what that's worth. But secondly, I want to run these numbers by you. Forget aragonite, because we don't even know what that is. One of the callers talk about is aragonite. We know what sand is, though, don't we, Chivargo? How much sand was used to build the three big hotels in Nassau and Paradise Island? How much sand of value, you wouldn't know, but I'm sure someone in finance could come forward and tell me before I vote. How much money has been made on sand leaving the country? See, we need to have the numbers and a forensic audit on this country before we can maybe dismiss the man who says he can give us this money. Maybe he knows something. But I'll leave you with this one. I don't know about it because I'm not privy to cabinet secrets, correct? But I have a gentleman who was a sitting cabinet minister, and he made the statement that, and I tell you, if we put 12% VAT on what he said, it would be $1 billion a day. He said that we trade $3 trillion in goods and services, and it's not just financial service sector. That's only $171 billion. Could you tell me, Chivargo, because you were in government, where is that $3 trillion that Brent Simonet spoke to? Where could we get a breakdown on that?
There's no trillions.
NASA Guardian, November 5th, 2018, the Honorable Brent Simonet, Ministry of Financial Service, Trade and Industry and Immigration, made the statement, and I got a copy. I could deliver it to you. So,
Graham, thank you, man.
That's your money right there to pay.
I appreciate you calling. Folks, I don't want to do that. We don't have time to argue about nonsense. I don't care if Brent Simonet or Dr. Minnis or Mr. Davis or anybody says it. There's no $1 trillion trading in the Bahamas. Bahamas trades in billions. Bahamas' economy is only about $14 billion in size. So let's not be foolish. There was a document that was printed on the trade matters in the Bahamas. I was a part of the construction of that document. There was an error in it. It was 10 added more than ought to have been added. And it was subsequently corrected. And Graham knows that. But again, we like to play games. We like to do tricks. I don't have time for that nonsense. It's so close to the election. People have to have facts, not fiction, to make decisions. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivargo Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody. Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Here's a question. What kind of doctor fights with healthcare workers during a pandemic and fails to provide enough testing or to make it free? What kind of doctor invests millions on sidewalks instead of hospitals, then allows patients to be treated in tents during hurricane season? What kind of doctor calls a snap election during our country's worst COVID surge? The answer is pretty clear. The kind of doctor who can't fix a crisis and shouldn't be given five more years.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who ran into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a step. Everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivag Walang, your host. So glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. We have some callers on the line, I believe, so let's get to them. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Shivago, tell where I'm getting. Hey, you can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, tell Graham get his facts right. It's every Bohemian 22 years and over, not every Bohemian, all right? So he like to go dig up fox? Tell him dig up the right fox.
Yeah.
All right? It's 22,
exactly.
22 years
so
and over.
That would mean, right, which would mean approximately about half of the Bohemian.
Right,
a little
exactly.
bit more than half of the Bohemian.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, man. All right.
Thank you. We have another caller. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, a pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. Yourself?
I'm good. Mr. Lang.
Good.
You know, I am not a card-carrying member of any political party.
Okay.
I have voted perhaps in maybe 10 elections. I voted for you in Fort Charlotte.
May I say thank you again? Thank you.
I voted for, you know, I have voted across the spectrum. In the last election, I gave my support to the DNA. I live in the constituency mm-hmm. of St. Barnabas, right? And I mm-hmm. met the current member of Parliament for St. Barnabas, Mr. Shannon on Cartwright. His pants was torn, and I'm a tailor, and he came to me, and I fixed it for him. And I, you know, and he and I were talking, and, you know, I told Mr. Cartwright, you know, I didn't vote for you. I didn't vote for the PLP. I voted for the DNA. But, Mr. Lang, I must say, like I said, I don't support the FNM. I don't support the PLP or whatever. But having met Mr. Cartwright, Mr. Cartwright has demonstrated to me that he's a true representative of the constituency. He doesn't just represent FNM. He doesn't care about your politics. And once you are a constituent, he is prepared to help you. And I have told him that I will support him because he has supported me. Now, whether I am voting for the party by default, so be it. But as for the candidate, if the party wins, they win. If they lose, they lose. You know? So I got you. Right. That lastly, if you allow me, that when a person is elected as the member of parliament for that constituency. That is not an F&M constituency. That is just a constituency that is held by the member of that party. They represent every person in that constituency. Thank you for letting me share, sir.
Yeah. Thank you very much. They do represent everybody in the constituency, but in the House of Assembly, the seat is counted as an FNM seat or PLP seat or whatever party seat, because that's how we determine who is the government. So that's the importance there. But yes, they represent everyone. Do I have another call on the line? No? Okay, we have some text here. I've got limited time, so let me see if I can get through as many of them as I can. All right, this is, can you send me? I'll send that to you for sure, but after the show. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. If that's the list of the candidates you have, can you send? Okay, I'll send you that after the show. This text says, all right. This text says, good afternoon. I'm enjoying your show. May I please have a copy? I'll send it after the show. This text says, that's my girl, Mr. Lang, and trust me, we know where to cast our vote. We want the best for this country, and it's not by changing now. It does not show stability. Okie dokie. This text says, do you think if the FNM lose the election, the PRP would continue the emergency orders or just amend the orders? Boy, I don't know. I really don't know. So good afternoon. How are you? Could you please send a happy to Bannister? Thanks. Okay, there you go. You got it. This text says, what is your position? These forwards, please. It's my bad. Man, all got me mixed up today on the show. Holy smoke. Someone say these guys are always running. Say our GDP is $10+ billion. These guys are always running on with stuff. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Anyways, I think I got them all. So, let me just make this one final point in this this discussion today about the upcoming election. Our country has very serious problems. Some of them we made ourselves. We made the problems ourselves as a country, as a people, whether it's our leadership or our private behavior and conduct, we made the problems ourselves. For instance, you can blame the government for the deficit and the debt, national debt. You can't blame the government for the private loans and the outstanding payments that have not been made on them that belong to the general private public. Can't blame the government for that. But that's a problem for the country, right? Economic problems and social problems and difficulties that have to be addressed. They're going to be very difficult, and they have been very difficult to address, no matter how simplistic some of you make them out to be and think they are. If prayer, as an example, could solve these problems, they would be solved by now, because there are lots of people in this country who pray. But apparently, God doesn't work that way. There are problems in the country he expects that we will fix by virtue of our own conduct and behavior, apparently. And so they're serious. And we need leadership to help us in that regard. Government leadership, which is what will be at stake on Thursday. Now, as an individual, you can't do anything more than share your views with somebody else about how you think they should vote. That's all you can do. Because unless I'm mistaken, I don't know that we're going to grab a gun and take it to the polls with somebody and tell them, listen, you got to vote the way I tell you. That's not going to happen. So all you can do is say, I think you should vote this way. I believe you should vote that way. And then you can go and vote your way. That's all you can do. The only guaranteed vote you can guarantee is your own. I can only guarantee mine. So if that is true, I can't get ticked off at anybody for voting their way. I can't get mad at nobody for doing their due. I have to accept that after all the arguments, after all them saying, after all that said, here's how I'm going to cast my vote for who I believe can address the problems we have. And you're taking a gamble. You don't know what they can do. You only know what they say they're going to do. But what else can you do? You can't know the future. I can't know the future. So we can only vote with the confidence we have in the people for whom we vote. Now, some people can go in there and vote for an individual. That's fine. That's up to you. God bless you. Some people will go, listen, I don't care about the individual. I'm voting for the party. That's fine. God bless you. Freedom-loving people love people who do things freely. this text says, Lang, it needs to be more than... I got that before. We talked to you, got you before. This text says, it is true that the government... Is it true that government renewed contract for post office in Town Center Mall for 99 years? I have no such idea if that's true or not. Says, what if there is a draw, 50-50 voters in a few of these constituencies? What happens then, Mr. Lang? Then you have to have a rerun. If you get a recount and the recount confirms that you get 50-50, you go back to the election. You got to have a new election. Says, how many MPs you know go back to the voters to see what they want? Some. I don't know a lot, but some. Mr. Lang, the PLP had 4 downgrades in 5 years and 0 economic growth, no COVID, other major natural disasters. We cannot trust them to govern during this crisis. Well, you watch and see what the people can do. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. I'm keeping the same government because our country is having too much problems to change government. We need stability. It's Texas. Hi, Mr. Lang. Great show. Please send me a copy of the list. If you want a copy of that list, you got to send me a WhatsApp because I can't send it by text. All right? Say, God don't want nothing to do with politics. If we believe God selects all leaders, then he selected Putin and the Taliban as his godly choices. You can only assess a candidate for anything they've done. Well, you have your answer. This is not the high school presidency. We in perilous times, we need leaders, not trainees. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, that's me for the day. God bless you. Great evening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God spares life. Nahajda Black is up next. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody.